السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Before we commence with our zikr program tonight, we have Qari Ashiq Sahib, who is originally from Pakistan, but he is in Makkah al-Mukarramah for the past 30 years. So normally you listen to Naat Sharif or some poetry extolling the virtues of Kaabatullah Sharif, Haram Sharif, Makkah Sharif from people who are not residing there. But tonight we are fortunate that we have someone who is from there, and inshallah he will recite Naat Sharif. Listen to him attentively and inshallah your hearts will go to Makkah al-Mukarramah and Madina Tayyibah. He is doing Hifz classes there. If you have had the opportunity of going up to the second floor, then you will find almost 1500 students doing Hifz. 1500 doing Hifz of the Quran Sharif. 150 teachers are engaged on behalf of the Awqaf, they teach there. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that is a way of preserving the Quran Sharif. So he also teaches there on the second floor. And many of you may have also had the opportunity of going for ziyarat with him. He gives an excellent explanation of the different areas because he's resident there for the past 30 years. Hari Saptashif life.
Sab hazrat ko assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. میں کوئی شاعر تو نہیں ہوں, میں ایک چھوٹا سا مدرس ہوں, حرم شریف میں پڑھاتے ہیں الحمدللہ, جیسے مولانا نے فرما دیا. تو بہرحال ہماری اپنی زبان میں تو کچھ نہ کچھ آتا ہے ہمیں, لیکن اردو میں تھوڑی سی آتی, جو کہ تھوڑی سی آپ کو سناتے ہیں, جو کہ توحید کے موضوع کے اوپر ہے, وہ انشاءاللہ فائدہ ہوگا. درست ہی پڑھ لیجیے.
اے ہر دم اللہ اللہ کر, 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 نور سے اپنا سینہ بھر, ہر دم اللہ اللہ کر, ہر دم اللہ اللہ کر, نور سے اپنا سینہ بھر, نور سے اپنا سینہ بھر, ہر دم اللہ اللہ کر, ہر دم اللہ اللہ کر, نور سے اپنا سینہ بھر. جیے تو اس کا ہو کے جی, وہ جیے تو اس کا ہو کے جی, مرے تو اس کا ہو کے مر, ہر دم اللہ اللہ کر, ہر دم اللہ اللہ کر, ہر دم اللہ اللہ کر, نور سے اپنا سینہ بھر, نور سے اپنا سینہ بھر. جیے تو اس کا ہو کے جی, وہ جیے تو اس کا ہو کے جی, مرے تو اس کا ہو کے مر, ہر دم اللہ اللہ کر, ہر دم اللہ اللہ کر. اے تیرے قدم ہو اس کی راہ, اے تیرے قدم ہو اس کی راہ, تیرا سر ہو اس کا در, ہر دم اللہ اللہ کر, ہر دم اللہ اللہ کر, نور سے اپنا سینہ بھر, نور سے اپنا سینہ بھر. اے تیری زباں ہو اس کا نام, اے تیری زباں ہو اس کا نام, اے تیری زباں ہو اس کا نام, تیرا دل ہو اس کا گھر, ہر دم اللہ اللہ کر, ہر دم اللہ اللہ کر, ہر دم اللہ اللہ کر, نور سے اپنا سینہ بھر, نور سے اپنا سینہ بھر. جیے تو اس کا ہو کے جی، وہ جیے تو اس کا ہو کے جی، مرے تو اس کا ہو کے مر، ہر دم اللہ اللہ کر، ہر دم اللہ اللہ کر۔ اے مومن تو ہے رب کا مہمان، اے مومن تو ہے دنیا میں چند دل کا مہمان، او رب ہے تیرا میں زبان، اے مومن تو ہے دنیا میں، اے مومن تو ہے دنیا میں چند دن کا مہمان، رب ہے تیرا میں زبان، اور رب سے مانگنے میں تو شرم نہ کر، ہر دم اللہ اللہ کر، ہر دم اللہ اللہ کر، نور سے اپنا سینہ بھر، نور سے اپنا سینہ بھر، مرے جیے تو اس کا ہو کے جی، جیے تو اس کا ہو کے جی، مرے تو اس کا ہو کے مر، ہر دم اللہ اللہ کر، ہر دم اللہ اللہ کر۔
یہ ختم ہوئی، اور چھوٹے سے دو چار الفاظ مولانا کو پسند ہیں، وہ اور تھی ہے جی۔
ارے مومنو تم کہاں سو رہے ہو، ارے مومنو تم کہاں سو رہے ہو، خدا کا یہ قرآن لٹا جا رہا ہے، ارے مومنو تم کہاں سو رہے ہو، خدا کا یہ قرآن لٹا جا رہا ہے، آواز آ رہی ہے مدینہ سے تم کو، آواز آ رہی ہے مدینہ سے تم کو، یہ در در کی کیوں ٹھوکریں کھا رہا ہے، آواز آ رہی ہے مدینہ سے تم کو، یہ در در کی کیوں ٹھوکریں کھا رہا ہے، ارے مومنو تم کہاں سو رہے ہو، خدا کا یہ قرآن لٹا جا رہا ہے، آواز آ رہی ہے مدینہ سے تم کو، آواز آ رہی ہے مدینہ سے تم کو، یہ در در کی کیوں ٹھوکریں کھا رہا ہے، میں کس کو سناؤں، میں کس کو سناؤں، حیا اٹھ گیا ہے، میں کس کو سناؤں، حیا اٹھ گیا ہے، بازاروں میں عورت فیشن نما ہے، ارے مومنو تم کہاں سو رہے ہو، خدا کا یہ قرآن لٹا جا رہا ہے، اے مومن کل کو یہ نہ کہنا مجھ کو پتا نہیں تھا، جبکہ آج تم کو مولانا بلا رہا ہے، جبکہ تم کو مولانا یونس بلا رہا ہے، ارے مومنو تم کہاں سو رہے ہو، خدا کا یہ قرآن لٹا جا رہا ہے، آواز آ رہی ہے مدینہ سے تم کو، یہ در در کی کیوں ٹھوکریں کھا رہا ہے، اے مومن تو کیوں ہے غافل، اے مومن تو کیوں ہے غافل، اٹھ جا حساب کا دن قریب آ رہا ہے۔ ہے اے مومن تو کیوں ہے غافل اٹھ جا حساب کا دن قریب آ رہا ہے ارے مومنو تم کہاں سو رہے ہو خدا کا یہ قرآن لٹا جا رہا ہے آواز آ رہی ہے مدینہ سے تم کو یہ در در کی کیوں ٹھوکریں کھا رہا ہے ارے مومنو تم کہاں سو رہے ہو خدا کا یہ قرآن تم کو بلا رہا ہے
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ الحمد للہ وحدہ والصلاة والسلام علی من لا نبی بعدہ الحمد للہ وحدہ والصلاة والسلام علی من لا نبی بعدہ ونشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ ونشہد ان سیدنا ونبینا وشفیعنا ومولانا محمدا عبدہ ورسولہ قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله صدق الله العظيم وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى فاذكروني اذكركم واشكروني ولا تكفرون علماء کرام most respected brothers our sisters at the madrasa those listening over receivers if only we understood the meaning of what was presented before us as qari sahab damat barakatuhum then it is sufficient for our islah The gist of just two or three of those couplets is that, O you Muslims, where are you? Why are you fast asleep? Cannot you see that the Quran Sharif is being snatched away? The Quran Sharif is being taken away from you. The Quran Sharif is being stolen from you. So we will ask a question that how can the Quran Sharif be stolen and taken away? Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala Himself has taken upon Him the preservation of the Quran Sharif. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafizun. We have millions of huffaz around the world. So how can the Quran Sharif be stolen? What it refers to is the message of the Quran Sharif. As I explained when we were discussing Hazrat Khwaja Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi's poetry. So the message of the Quran Sharif, the culture that the Quran Sharif established, the tahzeeb, the culture, the ideology of the Quran Sharif. The Quran Sharif, when it came to morals, when it came to etiquette, when it came to our ibadat, when it came to our transactions, when it came to all the different aspects of our lives, the teachings of the Quran Sharif, when the Muslims practiced upon it, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave them elevation. The Quran Sharif, when they practiced upon it, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave them elevation. إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَرْفَعُ بِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ أَقْوَامًا وَيَدَعُ بِهِ آخَرِينَ أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام that it was the practice of the Quran Sharif through which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave the people of the past, the believers, elevation. Wherever they went, Allah Ta'ala gave them victory, gave them success, they became dominant. And wherever they went, they did not only change the language of that place, but the whole cultural lifestyle of the people of that place. Places in Africa, how did they become Muslims? People in China, people in India, people in other parts of the world, how did they accept Islam? It was the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhum ajma'in, who went to them with the message of the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And that is how they were given elevation, a high status and victory. So he says, O Muslim, where are you sleeping? You can see all around you that there is nothing but destruction. You cannot seem to find in any home anymore, or any bazaar, or any marketplace, or any school or college or university. We cannot see that cultural lifestyle of a Muslim anymore. We have become followers. We are no more leaders. We look at what the Western culture and Eastern culture and other cultures call us towards, and we also follow suit. He says, look at the bazaars, the haya and the shame and the modesty has disappeared. Women have become models that are walking around the streets to be admired by strangers. So there is a day that is going to come of hisab and kitab. I'm just giving you the gist of two or three of this ashar, others we can carry on for hours. That a day is going to come when there's going to be hisab and kitab. That means death is sure to come. There is no question of escaping death. So before that time comes, we should be making preparation for that. We should understand that there is a day of accountability and judgment. And that is in fact the solution to the problem of mankind, a true and firm belief in the day of judgment. Look at the tufan around the world and in our country and everywhere else. Nothing but chaos, friction, disharmony, fights, killings, murders, looting, rape, arson, anything you can think of. We have gone back to the same state, or we've gone back to that same state as was prior to the advent of Islam, or prior to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's coming to mankind. It seems like we are going back to the same state. So if only we can carry this message forward of accountability. And it hurts, honestly, it really hurts. I haven't come across one person, I'm in the masjid, with Allah Ta'ala's fazal and ihsan, not bragging, many, many people have accepted Islam upon the hands of this insignificant servant of Allah Ta'ala, people of different races. But I haven't come across one person who hasn't told me, the moment they are given an explanation of Islam, then if they don't say but, then there's something wrong. At the end of the explanation, they must say but. This morning also I was explaining to one white person who is from the Transvaal, and explaining to him about Islam. Somebody brought him to me. He was dealing with a lot of people, lots of Muslims he deals with, lots of business deals he does with a lot of Muslims, these big, big companies. And after explaining to him what Islam is, same question. But I deal with a lot of Muslims. I don't find them honest. I'm so scared nowadays to even deal with them. And then he mentioned one or two persons. He said, it seems like your effect has fallen on them, that now it seems a little comfortable to deal with them. But he says that this is the case, that when I'm supplying the goods, I don't know whether I will get my money back. And yet they claim to be Muslims. He says, I travel with Muslims. I invite Muslims when they come over for business reasons. I give them an invitation. And they have absolutely no problem in going to the wrong places. And some of them even drink. Now, if we are going to present this kind of Islam, then how do we expect them to really accept it and bring about a change in their lives? So we have to say, whether we like it or not, we have to tell that person, look, whatever I'm explaining to you is what is in the books. We have to tell them that. Whatever I'm explaining to you, that is Islam. Unfortunately, just as the Christian of today is not a true Christian, and people of other faith, they are not really following those scriptures, in the same way, we have many Muslims who do not follow the scriptures and they do not practice upon that which is the teaching of Islam and Quran and Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So therefore, you will have to first study. You will have to see what is in the books, and you will see that Islam is a beautiful way of life. It's a beautiful religion, it is something that has a solution to all problems of mankind. Now what a sad day in our lives, where we have to say that if you want to look for Islam, then you must look for it in the books. Whereas Islam should have been in the life of every person who says that he is a Muslim. The moment any person shook hand with us, he must see Islam in our lives. In our transactions, he must see Islam. Our honesty, our truthfulness, our generosity, our compassion, our mercy, our kindness, our consideration for the rights of others. These were the things that were supposed to be in our lives, which would have attracted people towards Islam very, very easily. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give me, give you, and the ummah the tawfiq of amal, tonight being a night of zikrullah. We haven't for some time now read the zikr of Hazrat Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, in which he says, Majal hai kuch bhi kar sakun main, jo tu na tawfiq ay khuda de. Majal hai kuch bhi kar sakun main, jo tu na tawfiq ay khuda de. Majal hai kuch bhi kar sakun main, jo tu na tawfiq ay khuda de. Teri mashiyat hai sab pe ghalib, yeh chahein sab mere irade. Majal hai kuch bhi kar sakun main, jo tu na tawfiq ay khuda de. Teri mashiyat hai sab pe ghalib, yeh chahein sab mere irade. Bahut dinon reh chuka nikamma, bas ab mujhe kaam ka bana de. Bahut dinon reh chuka nikamma, bas ab mujhe kaam ka bana de. Main kab se hoon mehve khwab ghaflat, bas ab jaga de, bas ab jaga de. Bahut dinon reh chuka nikamma, oh Allah, far too long have I remained an absolutely useless person on the surface of this earth, behaving and acting like none other than those hypocrites in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That is our action. All of us should think of ourselves like that. For others we must have a good opinion, but for ourselves we should think that we have not behaved like a true Muslim on the surface of the earth. We haven't been useful. How much of benefit have we been of to others? How much of Islam have we given to others? How much of deen have we given to others? How much have we invited people towards Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How much have we enjoined righteous deeds and forbidden evil? So therefore we say, bahut dino reh chuka nikamma. But oh Allah, now make me a useful person. If Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala decides, then there is nothing to obstruct. There is nothing that will stop. The person who was a useless person can become the most useful one. Aise aise kaise kaise ho gaye, kaise kaise aise waise ho gaye. Aise waise kaise kaise ho gaye, kaise kaise aise waise ho gaye. People who are useless, suddenly they reach heights. So therefore, we are seeking from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that get us up from this state of indifference, negligence, ghaflat. Once the person has got ghaflat, then all other sicknesses will emanate from there. Har dam karun main ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah,
اللہ 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 جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہیں بس اگر تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہیں بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہیں بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 اللہ
I've given an explanation many times of this, but for the benefit of my young friends who don't understand Urdu. Rahe talab mein sawar sab hai, O Allah. Everybody seems to have taken off from the ground in your path. Everybody seems to have been soaring high in the air and in the skies. Everyone seems to be getting your closeness, your marifat, your yaqeen, your muhabbat. The only one who is like a speck of dust on the ground is still myself. Ya Allah, in this beautiful garden of yours, where there are such fragrant smelling flowers, meaning the fragrance of akhlaq, the fragrance of ibadat, the fragrance of all other amal and action. You see, in this beautiful garden of yours, O Allah, everyone is a beautiful flower. In your garden, everyone is a beautiful flower. My beloved Allah, the only one who is a thorn is myself. But as I always say, at the Roza Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Rab ke maqbool ho, sab ke matloob ho. Rab ke maqbool ho, sab ke matloob ho.
بوستان رسالت کے تم پھول ہو، رب کے مقبول ہو، سب کے مطلوب ہو، بوستان رسالت کے تم پھول ہو، خار مجھ کو سمجھ کر نہ کرنا جدا، سرور انبیاء سرور انبیاء، گزری بے بندگی سب میری زندگی، ہے حجاب آپ سے حق سے شرمندگی، کہیے میرے لیے اب ہے ارشاد کیا، سرور انبیاء سرور انبیاء،
یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم you are in the garden of the انبیاء garden of رسالت، you are that most beautiful flower but don't separate me because a thorn although I may be but that thorn which is beneath the petals of the rose flower, when that rose flower goes to the court of the king, then they don't remove those thorns and send that flower. The thorns go with that flower. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are that flower. When you are entering Jannat, don't leave this thorn behind. So he says, Tere gulistan mein sab gul hai. Everyone in this garden is a beautiful flower. Ya Allah, the only one who is a thorn is myself. Mujhe bhi kuch fikr aakhirat ho. Bahut hi ghaflat shi aaram ho. Bless me also with some concern and fikr of aakhirat, that there is a day of judgment, there is a life after death. We have to do our actions. This is a world of means, it's a world in which we are going to do our actions and we are going to reap in the akhirat. And Allah Ta'ala will not deprive that person even in this world. Those who are obedient to Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the first gift that they get from Allah Ta'ala is a priceless gift, and that is sukoon in their hearts, tranquilities, peace, enjoyment, satisfaction. That is the first gift that they get. And many, many other things besides that.
Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bohut hi ganda hai haal mera. Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bohut hi ganda hai haal mera. گناہ میں آلودہ ہو رہا ہے رواں رواں بال بال میرا، گناہ میں آلودہ ہو رہا ہے رواں رواں بال بال میرا، یہ آخری دن ہے زندگی کے درست کر دے مآل میرا، یہ آخری دن ہے زندگی کے درست کر دے مآل میرا، تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں، تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں، اسی میں ہو انتقال میرا. تجھے تو معلوم ہے الہی بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا. Each and every one of us, we do not have to go very far. Just one lowering of the head and we know what is the condition of our hearts.
Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is aware of every action, every movement of ours. What we are seeing, what we are listening to, what we are thinking. Nothing can be hidden from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Say, oh Allah, you are well aware. I can deceive my parents, I can deceive my wives, I can deceive my children, I can deceive my families, I can deceive the society. I can put up the performance of a very, very pious and a righteous person. In the garb of piety, I can walk in the streets. But I cannot deceive you. You are well aware of what my actions, what my dandas are, when nobody is watching besides you. Every hair of my body is immersed in sins. Now this is a great wali of Allah Ta'ala who is saying that. It doesn't mean that that was his condition. He is talking about us. So he says, Ya akhiri din hai zindagi ke. Allah, you gave me enough life. You gave me enough opportunities to change. As I say, when people are within umrahs, how many more umrahs do we require to change? How many more hajj do we require to change? Those who go for hajj upon hajj, umrahs upon umrah, but they do not give up their illicit bilawat. They do not stop taking interest and giving interest. They don't stop going to the casinos and gambling dens. They don't stop the other evil habits. So then we say, how many more do we require? This is Akhiri Din hai. Each and every one of us must think that this is the last second of our life. Akhiri Din, one day is still far away. Who has got any kind of guarantee that you will even see the next minute or the next second? So he says, Akhiri Din hai zindagi ke durust kar de maal mera. So whatever life of mine remains, let me live in your love and die in your love. And whoever lives and dies in the love of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is not deprived of the worldly ni'mats. We must not think that that person will now become a hermit, he's going to go away onto the mountain top, he has to go away into the jungle, he has to divorce his wife and his children and give up his business. Nothing. Now he will enjoy his food, he will enjoy his drink, he will be happy with his wife and happy with the children. And he will be enjoying the ni'mats of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, because Allah Ta'ala has kept a little sign of those ni'mats of Jannat in those ni'mats which He has given to us here. So the only thing that he will do is he will use it in accordance with Allah Ta'ala's pleasure. And Allah Ta'ala will give him an increased amount of happiness and contentment in that. There will be no such thing as boredom, and there will be no such thing as this person becoming an abnormal person.
Hardam karu main hai mere bari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Jab saans loon mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Karam se tere ba'id kya hai, jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab ho. Teri madad ho, meri ho koshish, teri kashish ho, meri talab ho. Badi mein guzri hai umr sari, naseeb taufeeq nek ab ho. Rahu mein mashghool zikr o taat, bas ab yehi shughal roz o shab ho. Har dam karu mein hai mere bari, Hari, Allahu Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah, illallah, illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah, illallah, illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne. غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے اس کے نام کی گن گاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ illallah 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 la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين او ماي بيلوفد الله My Rahim Allah, My Kareem Allah, My Most Forgiving Allah, My Most Compassionate Allah, My Most Loving Allah, My Most Caring, Generous, Kind Allah, Oh My Most Tolerant Allah, Oh My Sattar Al-Uyub Ghaffar Al-Zunub Allah, Oh My Most Beneficent, Most Merciful Allah, Oh My Most Beautiful Allah. We are extending our begging bowls before you, my beloved Allah. You dearly love those who extend their begging bowls before you. Ya Allah, your treasures, there is no shortage. Ya Allah, your treasures are unlimited. If you have to fulfill the desires and the wishes of the entire mankind and jinn kind, Ya Allah, there will be no decrease in your treasures, even to the extent of a drop from the ocean. My beloved Allah, we are therefore turning towards you. We are acknowledging every sin of ours. We are not justifying any of our sins. Ya Allah, we are acknowledging every sin of ours. We cannot deceive you. We cannot cheat on you. Ya Allah, you are well aware of every movement of ours. You have seen where we have been casting our gazes. Ya Allah, you have heard what we have spoken with our tongues. Ya Allah, you have listened to every conversation of ours. Oh, my beloved Allah, You are even aware of the thoughts that are crossing our minds and have crossed our minds. Ya Allah, there is nothing that was hidden from your sight.
It was just your compassion, your tolerance, that you did not seize us there and then when we were committing evil deeds. When we were using your very bounties for your disobedience, you could have destroyed us there and then. Ya Allah, because whatever we were using was your gift. The great ni'mat of sight for your disobedience. The great ni'mat of hearing for your disobedience. The great ni'mat of speech for your disobedience. The great ni'mat of wealth for your disobedience. Ya Allah, how much we have spent in haram places. How many haram places our feet have walked towards. How much of haram things our hands have touched. How much of haram we have seen with our eyes. But my beloved Allah, even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, if they are more than the grains of sand on earth, if they are more than the raindrops that fall from the skies, if they are more than your entire creation put together, your forgiveness is much, much more. Just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness, my beloved Allah, it is sufficient to wash away the sins of the entire mankind. Mere Allah, hum gunegar hai, hum chiyakar hai, hum badkar hai, hum mujrim aur khatakar hai, ہم گندے ہیں ہم سب کچھ ہیں مگر تیرے بندے ہیں تجھے چھوڑ کے ہم گندے جائے کہاں my beloved Allah where do we go there is no one for us besides you there is no other door that we can tap there is no other home in which we can beg for forgiveness Ya Allah we are turning towards you Oh my beloved Allah, if a dog is chased from one butcher, it can go to another. If a beggar is chased from one home, he can go to another. But if you have to turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness from us, my beloved Allah, if you have to turn away your glance of mercy because of our sins, then where do we go? ہمارے لئے میرے اللہ تیرے سوا ہمارا کوئی سہارا نہیں تیرے سوا کوئی ہمارا نہیں تیرے سوا کوئی سہارا نہیں تیرے سوا کوئی ہمارا نہیں My beloved Allah, forgive us, forgive our parents, forgive our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members, our friends, and Ya Allah, forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, let the winds of Hidayat blow throughout the continent. Bless each and every one with Iman and Islam. Bless each and every one with Iman and Islam. Ya Allah, there is no shortage in your Jannat. Ya Allah, bless everyone with Iman and Islam. We are at the doors of Islam. We are, my beloved Allah, at the doors of Islam. We are not allowing people to enter because of our relationship, because of our dealings, because of our actions. Oh my Allah, because of our transactions, people are hesitant to enter into Islam. My beloved Allah, forgive this major sin of ours. Ya Allah, give us a total reformation of our lives. Give us a total transformation in our lives. Ay Allah, hume apna bana le aur hamara ban ja. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zami meri. If you are ours, everything will be ours. Then the heavens and the earth will work in our favor. Ya Allah, then we will gain victory everywhere that we go. Ya Allah, then we will enjoy peace and happiness and contentment and satisfaction in our lives. But if you are not ours, then sins will bring us nothing but restlessness, restlessness, restlessness. Sins will bring us nothing but anxieties and problems and difficulties and pain and suffering. Oh my beloved Allah, change the condition of our lives. Ya Allah, become ours and make us yours. Ya Allah, become ours and make us yours. Oh my beloved Allah, we know that sometimes sickness, pain, difficulties, hardships, poverty can be a test and a trial. But my beloved Allah, we are not in that category. Ya Allah, we are those who are great sinners on the surface of the earth. Ya Allah, don't test us also and don't punish us also. So you do not love punishment of sins. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you with sincere repentance. Ya Allah, tonight we are pledging before you. We are not going to return to those sins anymore. Give us the himmat and courage of lions against our nafs. Ya Allah, give us the courage of lions against shaitan. Ya Allah, who is shaitan? Ya Allah, in front of your power and might, shaitan is useless. Oh my beloved Allah, give us the strength of lions against nafs and shaitan. Oh my beloved Allah, we are acknowledging every sin of ours. We are not justifying any of our sins. Ya Allah, but we are seeking from you a complete change in our lives. ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے، میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے، بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے، میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے، بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں، گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں، بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے. یا اللہ چینج دا کنڈیشن آف اور ہارٹس. یو ہیو گیون مین دا سائنس آف ٹرانسپلانٹ آف ہارٹس. یا اللہ ٹرانسپلانٹ اے اسپرچولی ساؤنڈ ہارٹ انٹو اور باڈیز. یا اللہ ہاؤ لانگ آر وی گوئنگ ٹو واک دا پاتھ آف سینز لائک منافقین آن ارتھ. یا اللہ چینج دا ڈائریکشن آف اور لائفز. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ، یو ہیو گیون مین دا سائنس آف میکنگ کمپیوٹر چپس. They record millions of pieces of information. One press of the delete button and everything is deleted. Ya Allah, press the delete button of our sins. Press the delete button of our sins. Ya Allah, you have given man the science of making dynamite sticks. Small pieces of stick blow away huge mountains. Ya Allah, blow away the mountains of our sins. Ay mere Allah, fill our hearts with your love. Fill our hearts with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us so much of your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that it becomes extremely easy for us to do everything pleasing to you and difficult for us to do those things that are not pleasing to you. Ya Allah, put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Put the love of good deeds into our hearts. Bless us all with good health. Whosoever is sick and ailing, whether they are amongst us or in hospitals or clinics, some have undergone operations, some are going to undergo operations. Ya Allah, there are so many people who have met up with accidents. There are so many who are suffering from different kinds of sicknesses and diseases and ailments. Oh my beloved Allah, bless everyone with shifa. Bless everyone with shifa. Shifa is in your hands, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, do not test us in this world. Do not test us in the qabr and the akhirat. Bless everyone with shifa. Ya Allah, those who are in poverty, bless them with plentiful of halal rizq and remove their debts and poverty. Ya Allah, those who are weak, give them strength. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Ya Allah, those who are on journeys, make them reach their destination safely. Oh my Allah, clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance. Clean and purify our hearts of envy and jealousy. Oh my beloved Allah. Oh my beloved Allah. Oh my beloved Allah. Keep us in the shade of your mercy all times. Keep us in the shade of your mercy all times. Ya Allah, do not remove the shade of mercy from above our heads. We know we are doing everything that causes the removal of that shade of mercy. But my beloved Allah, we are seeking from you. You are Rahim, you are Kareem. Don't look at our sins, my Allah. Look at your shan of being Rahim and Kareem. Ya Allah, bless us with barakat in our businesses, barakat in our homes, barakat in our lives, barakat in our time. Protect our iman, protect our Islam, protect our yaqeen. Ya Allah, protect our children, our homes, our properties. O Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain, protect Masjid Aqsa, protect our Masajid. Ya Allah, protect the work of Dawat and Tabligh. Ya Allah, protect the Khanqas. Ya Allah, protect all Dini institutions. Whosoever is working for your sake, Ya Allah, whosoever is working in your cause, bless them with ikhlas in their actions and deeds, and bless them with maqbooliyat, my beloved Allah. Oh, my beloved Allah, the Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Throughout the globe, there is nothing but suffering, humiliation and disgrace. Ya Allah, change the condition, change the ahwal of the Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, especially in Palestine, in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in Kashmir, in Sudan, Somalia, and so many other parts of the world, my beloved Allah, change the condition. Bless everyone with hidayat. Bless everyone with iman and yaqeen. And Ya Allah, create the conditions that were prevalent in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. If it could have been created at that time, it is not difficult for you to create it again, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirah. Bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirah. Those who are unemployed, bless them with halal employment. And Ya Allah, those who are in search of marriage partners, bless them with compatible, pious, righteous marriage partners. Unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Allah, ek din marna hai akhir maut hai. Ek din marna hai akhir maut hai. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, popping drugs in our mouths, bottle of wine in our hands, or adultery or fornication, or porn site on the internet or filthy magazine, or any kind of haram action. The angel of death is not going to advertise and announce his coming. Daily we are witnessing young, fit, healthy people suddenly departing from the world. Oh Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in any haram. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. Take us to Madina Tayyibah. At the Rosa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. Let our souls depart. Make us a patch of the graveyard of Madina Tayyibah. Let our janazah be in Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, if it is not muqaddar there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, accept our du'as with the sadqa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, all his life he made du'as for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas, he asked for protection. Protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the desires, the wishes, the good aspirations, the tamanna that is in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night after making zikrullah. Ya Allah, fulfill all their good wishes, good desires, good aspirations. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the problems, the test, the trial that each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night is undergoing. Ya Allah, we cannot know each and every individual's pain and problem and suffering. Ya Allah, with your fazl, with your kindness, with your ihsan, Ya Allah, remove those sufferings, those pains, those problems, those difficulties, those hardships. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم انك انت التواب الرحيم ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين